And what about the new novel that you're working on? Is that mm-hmm. going to be a similar kind of style, or?
Do you know, I haven't really gotten that deep into it. I think that a lot of my writing tends to, it's not that I've just got the one voice that I could fall back on, but I think that for me, a novel is a long slog if it's just really oppressively sad. Like one of my favorite, I would say even my favorite novel is Never Let Me Go by Kazuo Ishiguro.
Yeah.
And I think that that is just one of the saddest books I've ever read, like deeply, deeply depressing when you stop to think about it. But it's also tremendously witty. It's got moments of lightness. It's got, you know, really, like, I wouldn't say heartening moments, but moments that you can relate to and stuff like that. And so I sort of would hope to, I think that's a nice tone to strike for a novel. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's me, though.
Yeah. That I feel like that book in particular gets carried off humorously because the characters are so real and
yeah, well drawn.
Yeah, they occasionally mm-hmm. do asshole kind of pretentious things.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
I know nothing about.
Yeah. Yeah, you're really gonna have to use your imagination.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
That one. But yeah, so it's a good role model.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, unless we have any more questions, I think that might be it. For us. Cool. So thank you, Taylor, for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me. It's actually been super fun. I'm taking time off work to do this, so
yay.
If you want to drag this out, please feel free, but otherwise I'll head off.
Well, yeah, we might end it here. But tune in next month. We'll have another show. And yeah, until then, keep reading.
And listening.
And smiling.
Awesome. Okay, so here we are, CJ and myself at CITR 101.9 FM. And say hi, CJ.
Hello, everybody. Good evening.
Good evening. So you're my special guest tonight.
Yes,
and,
I am.
Yeah, and my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where Canadian music is normally played. But we decided since CJ is actually an American.
I am. I'm originally from Milwaukee, but don't tell anybody.
No, it's all cool. It's all good. And so I was like, well, you know what? Not because you're an American per se, but because we just want to play some good rock and roll. We just were opening up the borders to all countries because it's fun.
Yes. So tonight I dug into some records and brought some things along. Nita and I are going to be tag teaming. I'm quite excited. So if you don't like the song, you won't know which one of us played it. But we're going to have fun. So, yeah.
Well, tell us what we first heard.
The first thing we heard, which is still dragging along.
Oh,
background.
That's what that noise is.
It's quite nice. The first thing we heard, of course, is Link Wray's Rumble, taking you back to 1959.
Okay. Oh, wow, 1959. Holy
moly. That single you heard was actually an original single as well. I try to bring you as much original stuff as I can. Interesting fact about Rumble, it was banned when it came out by a lot of radio stations in the U.S. It's considered dangerous. Made kids fight, apparently. So there you go, Rumble.
Who doesn't love Link Wray? I don't know. What's the story with Link Wray? I think he's got like some sort of native blood. He's like part, like half native, I think. And
I believe he's half Cherokee.
Half Cherokee, that's what it is. And he wears his like long hair and his black leather jacket.
Yeah,
and his girlfriend would come up on stage and like massage his head or something.
Yeah, that was a bit interesting. It was later in his career. I can't remember that woman's name. I think her name was Olive. But
wow,
she was a bit of a mean lady, and you know, of course, anybody can be mean. But she used to. I saw a video of her traveling with him when they were on tour, and she was actually talking about how she was going to split up his estate. After he died, and while he was just sitting there kind of, you know, sad. So the last memories I have of Link are kind of sad, but he provided us with a lot of great music, and definitely a hell of an influence on me.
Interesting. So CJ, since you're here, we might as well tell us that you are involved in the music scene locally. Can you tell us what you do?
I play guitar and sing and part-time scream in a band called The Repossessors. We are a garage punk band, just two people, myself and my friend Kyle, and we've been at it for a couple of years. Our latest thing is out on Shake Records, a label out of Victoria, which I highly support. So if you guys want to check out Shake Records, please do so. But it's a garage two-piece band. It's very angry. I just really enjoy being here. I mean, I've played music in Milwaukee, where I'm from, and music here in Vancouver, and it's been such a great thing, and I really love the city. I love playing music here.
That's awesome. Now, tell us more, though. You're not only in the lead singer of The Repossessors. You also are in one of my favorite local bands.
Right. The band that comes out of hiding out of Surrey once a year, The Remores. They're kind of they are the best Ramones cover band you could ever hope for. I've been happy to be a part of them. We'll see if I am next year. There's always a rotating group of people in that band. They've always been headed up by Joey Blitzkrieg, the singer, guitar player of the Jolts. So, an exciting project. And if you get a chance to see them, please go out and see
them.
They're awesome.
It's kind of like it's like religious, in my opinion. I just love the Remores. And your moniker is...
I'm actually Mini Remore.
Oh, I love it.
I guess that would be because I'm 5'4" and walk funny. Maybe one leg is longer than the other, but that's okay. There's a lot of people
I didn't know
on this
any of that stuff. Okay,
that walk funny, so I don't mind.
But I love the fact that your name is CJ and you play in a Ramones cover band.
Right.
But you don't play CJ's part.
Right. I wasn't Trevor. He was also in a band called The Ballantines, a great band. He's also in the Remores, and he was the guy that gave me the name Minnie. And the way that it works in the Remores is you're not allowed to kind of give yourself your own name. It's kind of given to you or bestowed upon you. So basically I took it and I, you know, thought to myself it could be worse. I can think of a lot of names it could be. So so I took it and I'm happy with it. So
I believe that there is a shitty Remore too, correct?
There is.
is that Shane?
Yes, yes, it is.
Shane Sharp. Yes, that's always the best name to have.
Okay, well. Yeah.
No, it's okay. We can say that on air. I believe that's okay.
Great, great.
So let's stop talking, though. My name is Anita B, and this, of course, is CJ, in case you're curious. And we're going to move on with some more. I think we're going to be playing more of a punk-tinged show. I've been sort of angry lately. Not angry, I don't know. Just sort of not as happy as I used to be. And so we're going to hear something from a band that back in the day, back when I sort of was first in Vancouver, which would have been the year 97, I used to play in a band, and like a punk rock band, and the sort of sister band of ours was like the Murders. No, sorry, was the Black Market Babies, who then morphed into the Black Halos. Are you with me so far?
I'm with you.
Okay,
I'm with you.
So they used to call the Black Market Babies, and then the Black Market Babies used to play with these guys all the time, and I'm talking about the Murder City Devils. Murder City Devils are out of Seattle, and I just loved seeing these guys play. They would come up and play at the Brickyard way back when, and I feel like maybe I saw them even in Seattle. And they just put on the most killer show ever. So we're going to hear something from their record, Empty Bottles, Broken Hearts. The song is 18 Wheels. This is one of my more favorite songs of theirs, and they're kind of still together. They've kind of gone, I think, they're kind of dormant, but... the lead singer's name was, I believe, I want to say Spencer, and he wore glasses, and he didn't look like your typical sort of like hardcore punk guy. But here we go. I'm going to stop talking, and the show you're listening to is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, playing the Murder City Devils on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
All right, we got myself, which is Anita B, and CJ Brabant with me here at the station, CITR 101.9 FM. And that was funny because we were talking about the Remors and how CJ explained that the members get their names sort of bestowed upon them. You don't get to pick your name, correct?
It's true, you don't.
So we were talking about Mr. Shitty Remore, and he just happens to be listening. And he messaged in and said that he never got to pick his name.
See, this is why you never talk bad about people, because they actually might be listening.
Yeah, so, but I mean, who would choose to call themselves Shitty as a moniker? Like, I'm Shitty Honey. I was in a band called Clover Honey.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I'm Shitty Honey. Yeah, and I don't, so, but Shane's not a shitty person.
No, he's a very wonderful guy.
Maybe.
He's in a band called High Waisted. I recommend you guys go check them out.
Oh, High Waisted. You know what? There is some music. We can maybe find it. It's on Bandcamp. So maybe we'll play some High Waisted.
I think that's a great idea. But that one last note about that. I think that name actually comes from his time in high school. I think he told me that one day.
So, oh, Shane.
Yeah, so I think that name goes back a bit far. But so let's maybe
okay.
bury it because he's a wonderful guy. Let's change it to something better.
Shane?
Let's change it to Shane.
How about Sharpramore? That sounds like he's like a drug user, intravenous.
That'd be good if we lived in Miami and ran a cartel. But I tell you, by the end of the show, we will have
we'll have a new
name for you
for Shane. Okay.
So, Anita, music.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Of course. So what we just heard now made me dance in the studio. I had such a good time because seriously, that song is killer. It is from the makers. And it's called Are You on the Inside or the Outside of Your Pants? What about you? Are you on the inside or the outside of your pants?
I wore pants. I guess that counts.
You look all well contained. That's how I would, you know.
Like Mr. Rogers. That's what people tell me.
And so the makers are, the record's called Psychopathia Sexualis on Estrus Records out of Bellingham. Now, CJ and myself were discussing where the makers were from, and you know what, this is driving me so nuts. He suggested Seattle, and I know that I saw the makers in Seattle, as a matter of fact, but I thought they were from, like, I wanted to say like Sacramento or something, so it's kind of vaguely northwest, but let's makers band, this is driving me nuts, so let's find out where they're from, because
she's doing a detective work right
now.
Yeah,
exactly. I like to do that while I'm on air because I'm so well prepared. let's see. The first few albums, were credited. Okay, they all had the surname Maker.
Right. Yes.
And you know what? We're both wrong. They're from a place called Spokane. So they're not from Sacramento.
Right.
They're not from Seattle.
Okay.
They're from Spokane, which is
we were both
east.
Right, though. I mean, it's...
We were in the right to vicinity. So yeah. Spokane is kind of like east Washington.
Still like west. You know, west coast.
So that's right. So they're from Spokane. That's what it was. I knew that they're not along the coast.
Yeah.
That's our geography lesson for today. Now, the makers, there we go. Now, before that, what did we hear there, CJ?
Before that, you heard a band from Milwaukee, Wisconsin called The Mistreaters. They were a big influence on me. They've been broken up for a few years, but the songs you heard was two tracks from a 7-inch put out by a company in Germany called P-Trash Records. But the songs were Live Like You and No I Know. And very garagey, very dirty, very very awesome. Mm-hmm. So these guys, just a quick story. They were touring. They decided to wrestle up enough money to go tour Europe. And what happened when they were there is they were in Germany and a label, I guess this label here, P-Trash Records, just saw, you know, a show and decided, hey, you know, you guys are awesome. Let's put a record out for you, which they did, and it's a very good record. So I guess the lesson is tour. Go to places that you never go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll get a record made.
There you go.
There you go. That's my tip. But yes, The Mistreaters, good punk rock, garage rock out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So.
And what year about, like, what era was this?
Oh, this is about 6 years old now. So,
okay, it's not that long ago.
Yeah, we're talking, yeah.
But if you're 20, that's a long time ago. But I'm not anywhere close to 20.
It's strange when you get old.
I'm like,
you know, these years are not, you know,
6 years ago, nothing.
Like, as long as you play stuff that's, you know, kind of relevant that people can dance to, it's
there you
seems
go.
To be okay.
Awesome. So the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Normally, Canadian music is played here, but I've decided that since I'm the boss, it's my show, we're going to drop that requirement. And because we have a guest. And so what do we have next there, Mr. Brabant?
It's funny that you said that we dropped the Canadian requirement because I'm going back to Canada, to Calgary, of all places.
What do you got?
A band called the James T. Kirks.
Oh, I don't know them. This is good.
They're half from Vancouver and half from Calgary. There's a couple brothers in the band that I believe are Ted and Rob that are split up between those two cities. But every once in a while, they get back together in either Calgary or Vancouver.
Oh.
So they're fantastic, kind of instrumental, garagey, rocky, fantastic, awesome
The James
band.
T. Kirks.
Yeah, the James T. Kirks. And I'm going to play a 7-inch record that's out on Eat Shit and Die Records. Wow, that's actually one of the best label names I've ever heard. the track I'm playing is called Theme from the Twilight Living Room.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so we're going to hear that while I continue to tell you that we're here until, if you want to get that going, we're here until 8. Yeah, so 6:30 till 8. So my show goes 6:30 to 8 only every second Wednesday. That's how that works, which is kind of nice. I like it. And whenever you're ready there, my friend, it looks like we are. That's turntable one. Okay, good. We will listen to the James T. Kirks out of Calgary/Vancouver. On CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Or maybe we won't. Oh, look at that. Thank you.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
Attraction, but the heat is causing all the action.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver with myself, Anita B., and my special guest host, CJ.
That's me. Hello.
Do you pronounce it Brabant or Brabant?
Oh, I don't know. Growing up, I've heard so many things. It could be Brabant. It could be Mr. Brabant. It could be a number of things. You know, I let people choose it.
Oh, you do? Aren't you chill?
Yeah, it's, you know, as long as you're not calling me anything obscene or anything, I think it's fine.
And is it French?
It is French, yeah.
It sounds French.
Originally from, my grandparents originally from Quebec.
Oh, really? Fascinating.
They wandered themselves down into Wisconsin, which is where I, I'm originally from. So there you go. Originally awesome. From Canada, but the immigration officers didn't believe me, so I still had to do the immigration process just like everybody else.
Oh, because was this, can we talk about this on air? Was this, you became a Canadian citizen after you married? Was that part of it?
Well, you know, you can get married if you like, but what I found out, and a lot of people are finding out now, is that it doesn't actually matter if you're married. It doesn't actually matter if you have children. You could be the sole breadwinner of your family, and they would still send you across the border. So there's a lot of rules that have changed. You know, if you want to keep a loved one here, you do have to do a lot of work. If you're like me, there's ways around it.
But
I'm not going to tell you.
You're not, because you're on air.
Yeah, no, of course.
So I won't ask anymore.
No, okay. But yeah, that said, you know, it's getting back to where I'm from. Yeah, originally from Quebec, but they didn't let me in without redoing the paperwork.
Oh,
so
I see.
Happy to be back. Happy to be back in Canada. So yeah.
All right. So we just heard Longstocking. Now, Longstocking is a band who I was and still am a huge fan of. They're on Chainsaw Records. And out of Olympia, Washington. Now, this record was released way back in 97. These guys were from LA, and they were comprised of three females and a male. I'm trying to think. With the guy. The guy was...
He was the bass
player. That's interesting, because oftentimes, myself being a bass player, the girl is kind of the bass player sometimes. And here you go. You got a bunch of girls and a male bass player. And these guys were total queer core, comprised of Tamala Poljak, I don't know, Sherry Solinger, Michelle Stevenson. And these guys were in an assortment of different sort of Northwest/California bands. And we heard the song Teenage Angst at 27. And before that, we heard something from CJ, the Standells. That was his song. And
Do
you want to tell us anything about that?
I can tell you a little bit about the Standells. This 12-inch record, I guess it's an anthology of sorts. I found it when I was in Tokyo. And if you don't know who the Standells are, which I didn't before I got this record, they had opened for the Stones in the late 60s. And I think they had opened for them in about 68. And they didn't last long, but they got a lot of attention because they were opening for the Stones, and they put out pretty much a bunch of singles, and my favorite of which was the song you heard. It was called Ride on Sunset Strip, and that was recorded in 1968. So there you go. And I kind of like doing this with Anita, this whole tag team thing. It seems to be fitting quite well, as long as we don't surprise you with... you know, dance pop or something, but I think I don't think we'll do that. So
no.
I'm really enjoying being here, and yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm enjoying having you here as well, CJ. Yeah, so let's continue with what we heard before that. We heard the Muffs with a song Agony, and that is from their record released somewhere in the 90s called Blonder and Blonder. Oh, and that was, let me tell, I have the year actually here. I want to say 95-ish. And that was actually on Reprise Records. So they were kind of like, I guess you could say, like a major label band, 1995. And they, not long ago, I mean, literally just a month ago, played in Seattle, the Muffs, that is. They never made it to Vancouver, but I do know of at least a few people who made the road trip down to Seattle to see them. So they're still at it. Kim Shattuck and company. Ronnie Barnett, yeah.
They've probably upgraded.
And the other guy.
The wear that they used to wear. I mean,
no, I think I saw pictures and they looked identical.
Oh, really?
Like, that's I swear to God, they looked, I mean, I swear she's
kind of had
the same dress.
You know, the like hair that needed to be washed.
Yes.
And kind of the you know, the thrift store clothing. Yeah, they're
totally.
Wow, that's so funny.
Actually, her hair looks a lot like mine. And the funny thing is, when I went to see your band Halloween,
my hair looked like hers.
No, but I was dressed up awesome. As Courtney Love.
Right.
Look at her in the back there. And basically, I wore that dress, the exact same dress. I had that hair. And I had those shoes on. And some guy came up to me. He's like, "Oh, are you Kim Shattuck?" I'm like, "No, I'm supposed to be Courtney Love." But I didn't realize how much I was looking like Kim Shattuck. So I should have just said, "Yes, I'm dressed as Kim Shattuck." But that's my irrelevant story.
Yeah, you'd get more street cred, actually.
I would, probably. I know.
I think so.
But I was going as early Courtney Love because there was a different phase of Courtney Love.
That's
like, I
true.
Went as like the 19, sort of 94. Was there strung really, out Courtney
was,
Love?
Was there a good Courtney Love?
I don't know, really. But I went as like the baby doll wearing carrying a baby doll in her hand and with the tiara on my head and the baby doll dress, all that. They call it Kinder Whore. It's the Kinder Whore look. Do you know that? There's actually a name for it. And I was all Kinder Whored up. And
yeah. Anyways, that's a word that I just learned.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, that's going into the vocabulary. Yeah. So next time you see me, I might use that word.
Drop the word Kinder Whore. And you can use it in reference to myself. I was actually, do you want to hear a funny story about Kinder Whore?
Sure.
Yeah, so I'm at school and I'm talking to somebody who used to be a really good friend of mine. And for whatever reason, she's female. Person at my school. Mm-hmm. And we had a falling out for a reason I have no clue about. It doesn't even matter, but I no longer really like this person, but we're friendly. We're sort of decent with each other. And in passing, she asked me what I'm going out, and I explained the whole Kinder Whore look, and instantly she looked at me and she was just like, gave me the most dirty look, like I don't even know what that means. And like, and then she looked at me and like walked away, and I'm just like, what? Like,
I mean, it's a bit scary when you put those two words together. It's like it's a bit frightening.
I guess is it a teacher thing?
It could be.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Should I be way more professional?
We don't have to be professional. We just separate the two words, and it's like oh dear lord, that's really
exactly. Speaking of which,
something different. Okay. Yes.
CJ himself, like I happen to be a teacher here in the city at I teach high school, and CJ himself about a year and a half ago graduated with a degree in teaching as well.
Yes.
And do you want to tell us what you do?
Well, I teach children part-time. I also work at an out-of-school care. I mean, I'm really involved in education, and it's something that I'm passionate about, along with rock and roll. So I'm just kind of moving around and figuring out where I'm best suited, and maybe one of these days I'll be educating your kid or teaching him bad habits. We'll see.
That's maybe awesome. Not. All right, well, maybe we should move on to our next song. And then, maybe we'll play a Repossessor song as well.
It's possible. I have material. So
that's cool.
We can do it.
What do we have? Do I have something next? What do we did we just play the Vindictives?
No.
We have the Vindictives right now.
Yeah. Well, what happened was, is you know, we have to go back a conversation to Shane Sharp. And when I think about Shane Sharp, I think about punk, pop punk and the stuff that I grew up with. And mm-hmm. a lot of people did, like Screeching Weasel. And Green Day and the Lillingtons and Boris the Sprinkler and kind of in that group of bands, there was a band out of Chicago called the Vindictives, and they were really awesome. They were really snotty and kind of in that vein of things. And just recently they got back together, and they sound a little bit different. But of course we all do. We're older. We have to stretch before we do exercises and stuff like that. But they're ultra hip and put out a Flexi EP. Which is, you know, very low quality because it's on a square piece of plastic, but still it's good nonetheless. So I've picked the first track off that Flexi EP. So if it sounds terrible, don't blame me. Blame the Vindictives.
All right. So we have that going. Turntable one. Okay, good. Awesome. Thank you, CJ, the Vindictives. I'm going to take a picture of this very cool... what do we call it? Flexi disc?
That's a...
It's a square.
Yeah, it's a flex.
And it's square people, and it's like...
It's a... You know, they used to put them in magazines.
Exactly.
Or McDonald's promotions.
Yes,
you know,
for sure.
You can hit people with them and not hurt them.
So this is the song Touch It.
Yes.
From what year about?
This is just from about 6 months ago.
Oh, my God. Wow.
The Vindictives are back, and here they are.
Here we go.
So it's a minute and 13 seconds long, so listen.
So we'll get something else cued very quickly. And this is CJ and myself, Anita B., on Sam Squanch's Hideaway here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And we just heard the Vindictives there with the song Touch It from a flexi disc. Very cool thing. And one of my CD players is not working. Well, it's not mine. And by the way, I hate when you go to a store, like let's say Walmart, and then you're like, oh, do you have any, I don't know, this kind of cat food or whatever? And they go, no, I'm sorry, I don't have it. I'm like, oh, since when do you own Walmart? Like, I hate when people refer to a typical worker. They're like, let's see if I carry it. I'm like, what? No, you are simply a $10 an hour worker who does not carry this. Not to say I'm better than you, but I'm just saying. But do you know what I mean? I hate that. Okay, so let's move on. Looks like I got the CD here to work, and this is something from the New York Dolls' self-titled record back from 1973. Good grief. We're going to hear Personality Crisis. And this is my non-SOCAN show. I've opened up the borders to all types of music on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah. the city's ripped back sides. We'll see the bright and hollow sky. We'll see the stars that shine so bright. A star's made for us tonight. Oh, the passenger.
Stephen Harper's reckless cuts to home mail delivery are hurting the most vulnerable in our society. Senior citizens and those with mobility issues are disproportionately affected by these cuts, all while Canada Post is making millions of dollars in profit. Postal workers are campaigning to protect quality jobs and public services in our communities. The post office belongs to you. Join the fight today at SaveCanadaPost.ca.
The many times.
All right. This is Anita B here on CITR 101.9 FM with lovely guest host CJ Brabant.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Yeah. So do you want to tell us what we just heard?
We just heard the Riverdales. We spoke a lot about the Ramones, and what comes to mind a lot with the Ramones is a band called the Riverdales. The Riverdales pretty much formed after the Ramones, pretty much for the most part. And they consisted pretty much of every member of Screeching Weasel. That record you heard was from the heyday of Lookout Records, Green Day and whatnot, The Smugglers, a lot of great bands on Lookout Records. But that track was called Back to You. So it's, not very, very, very girlsy, very Phil Spector-ish.
I really enjoyed it.
And it kind of took me back a bit. So there you go.
That was good. I like the 7-inch art here. I'm just looking at it. What year is this? 1995. Jeez, 95. Louise. It's crazy. So Lookout, of course, out of Berkeley, right? Yes.
Right.
Lookout did a few splits, I think, split things with like Mint Records, I'm almost sure.
Well, they did, yeah.
Yeah, like the Smugglers. Course, like, yeah, that was a split.
Right.
With
Mint. Right. In 1996, I was listening to Lookout Records comps in my basement. And, one of the guys in that band used to run this radio station. And so it's just kind of been a real kind of full circle treat to be here. And it's been awesome. So, going back to Lookout Records. Yeah, they did do a lot of things with Mint here in Vancouver.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember like actually back then being like pretty into their catalog too. Yeah, yeah. Very cool. Okay, before the Riverdales, we kicked it kind of mainstream with Iggy Pop on a major record label. From the, I want to say 73 record, Lust for Life, something like that. Let's see. We heard The Passenger. 1977, that record came out. And Iggy Pop, of course, out of Ypsilanti, Michigan, with his band The Stooges initially. And imagine seeing those guys back when.
Oh,
that
imagine? Would have been fantastic.
Oh, God. Some of those old Detroit bands.
It's kind of, on that list with bands that you didn't get to catch, the Dead Kennedys would be one of them,
Of course. Oh, but speaking of which, we're going to play the Dead Milkmen, aren't we?
We will play the Dead Milkmen.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So we do have some Dead Milkmen coming up, which is exciting because also the city of Vancouver has a Dead Milkmen coming on, I want to say April.
It's mid-April. It's happening at the Fortune Sound Club. It's the first time these guys have been in this city in since your children were born. I mean, at least 20 years. So it's definitely
my
a
kids
big
aren't 20,
deal.
By the way.
Well,
a lot just of for the record.
I'm dating myself, but
I know, I'm just like,
it's a big thing for the city. So definitely go out and see the Dead Milkmen.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be there. Now, mind you, did you get one of those pre-sale tickets?
No, I didn't get a pre-sale ticket.
But you're on the list, aren't you?
Right. Yeah. So I did everything I can. I'm in a band, of course, called The Repossessors. And I did everything I can to get on the show, to open up the show, but it didn't happen. But it doesn't matter. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be cheering. I'm going to be dancing. And I hope you'll be there, too.
I will be there and hope everybody else will be there. Everybody will be there. So there we go. Now, that was Iggy Pop. Now, before that, we heard something of the same era. We heard the song Personality Crisis, which is the lead-off track for that, the New York Dolls, their self-titled record from 1973.
73,
Can you believe that? And then before that, we heard the Vindictives.
Right, we did. But funny, 1973, just have to take a second for a story.
Oh, do it.
But back in Milwaukee, Sylvain, the guitar player of the New York Dolls, during the 90s, he had toured around quite a bit in his band, and they were called Sylvain, and kind of a glam rock band. And I remember going to see them on a Tuesday night at a place called the Cactus Club in Milwaukee. And there wasn't a lot of people there, I remember. And I got to sit down at the bar with Sylvain and, have a couple of beers. And brought out my record, their first edition copy of their first record from 1973. And I think I had paid $40 for it, which is a lot of money for a record. But, and he looked at it and he looked at the price tag and he said, "Did you really pay $40 for this?" And I said, yeah, I really did. And he said, that's really interesting. He's like, "I made about a quarter on this record, And I said, "Really?"
Oh.
And, but he was a really nice guy, and he signed it. And he kind of, the cool thing was, if you look at that record cover, All of the clothing is designed by Sylvain Sylvain. He's actually a clothing designer these days in New York. So
really?
Yeah. So all the clothing on that front cover was actually designed by Sylvain. So
that's crazy.
Piece of trivia for you.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so we have right now, let me just take a look here at what's coming up on our playlist here. So we just heard the Riverdale. So now we're going to move on. We're going to hear something out of Toronto. So we will play a little bit of Canadian music, and we're going to hear something from the local label formerly out of Toronto, which would be Hosehead Records, which is led up by Patrick and his buddy, who apparently still lives in Toronto. Something from the band First Base. I really, really like this song. This song, I think you might like it too, CJ. I only discovered it like the other day, and I was so excited, and it's kind of gotten a hold on me, this song. It really has sort of like dug into my psyche, and it's pretty poppy. I know it's pop, but it's actually really, I'm just going to play it for us. They have a new 7-inch out, again, put up by Hosehead Records. It's called You've Got a Hold on Me, and I'll tell you the description. It says Ramones meets Rudy meets the Beach Boys. There you go. So I think we're all going to enjoy this. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM. And this is myself and CJ here treating you to some music.
Revolving door. No, I have. Come join Vancouver Local Spring for their tour homecoming show January 31st at the Hindenburg. With guests Dead Soft and Cave Girl. This one's an early show, so make sure to show up at 8 o'clock to catch Cave Girl. Tickets will be available at the door. Spring, Dead Soft, and Cave Girl at the Hindenburg Saturday, January 31st.
Wow, I really enjoyed that. That was The Drags out of New Mexico with the Zeppelin cover, Communication Breakdown. And I love that. That was from the record Set Right Fit to Blow Clean Up. Correct, CJ?
That's correct, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about The Drags?
I don't really know too much about them. I just know that when I was in college, a friend gave me a CD of theirs, and he's like, this is the coolest music ever. And you know what? It is the coolest music ever.
Really,
and
like that.
Those guys were around in the 90s, and they didn't really go anywhere, unfortunately. They were on Estrus Records, which was cool. So, you know, a lot of people like myself got to hear them. But they didn't, you know, I think the singer is now like a computer programmer or something, you know, and they're all kind of in day jobs, and I don't think any of them play music anymore. But, I mean, damn, that's really energetic, cool music. Some of the best garage punk that I've ever heard.
I love that.
I really, like, you know, again, a huge influence on the Repossessors, which, by the way, we're going to play in a little
bit.
Which
we're going to play right after this. It'll be our last song.
But yeah, so yeah, CITR, I'm CJ. I'm really happy to be here with you guys. And yeah.
And my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway.
It is.
And normally we play Canadian music, but since CJ was coming down and since I'm the boss.
I broke the rules.
It's all good with breaking the rules. Like, it's so many people actually say to me, like, just play American music or whatever. Like, and I'm like, yeah, I guess so.
Well, there's a lot of good Canadian.
But there is a lot of good Canadian. And I actually never really am at a loss for playing Canadian music. So there we go. So that was The Drags. Now, before that, we heard a local band, The Bins, off a compilation called Not Your Buddy, or NYB Comp Volume 4. The song was called The End.
Yeah, it's. I mean, those guys are just really, truly amazing. They've been at it for a couple of years now. And really one of the jewels of the city, kind of one of the secrets, you know. I mean, we know all about, you know, great bands like Needles Pins and The Jolts and bands like that, but The Bins really are kind of one of those hidden secrets that I really want everybody to go out and check out, because they're just really amazing. And speaking of Not Your Buddy, I gotta give them a little bit of love. They're out promoting shows and putting out records, and really amazing group of people. So
yeah, they put on a lot of good shows. Like I was with you at the Spitfire show just last month. I was on by NYB. And before that, we heard something from the Dead Milkmen, 50 Things from the record Eat Your Paisley.
Song about telling your roommate to clean up and do the dishes because you don't want to do them anymore.
Yeah, and the first song that set was by the Toronto band First Base, who I adore. I really like that song. You've Got a Hold on Me. It's a 7-inch put out by local, I almost said Hockey Dad. No. Hosehead Records. We have some really good local labels, including Hockey Dad Records.
Hockey Dad's awesome, yeah.
Hockey Dad is super cool. And, however, I do have to say, as much as I love You Got a Hold on Me, which I do, I almost said Hockey Dad again. Hosehead Records is actually my favorite local band, other than yours, of course, CJ.
Right.
Is a band called Fashionism. Thanks. Fashionism is so amazing. They have a release as well, a 7-inch on Not Your Buddy. Why can't I keep saying it's not Hockey Dad? It's Hosehead. I'm never at a loss for that word, but tonight I am. So check out the Fashionism record. It's amazing. Like, the 7-inch.
You can go into Neptune Records and you can meet Joshy personally and buy the record from him.
It's so good.
Definitely you get our endorsement.
Those guys are my fave. And but of course, my they're my second to the Repossessors, because we're going to leave you with this song by the Repossessors. Do you want to tell us what it is there, buddy?
This song's called Black Formal, and, you know, it's, I don't know, it's a nice, angry rock and roll song to leave you guys with.
Awesome. And it's been a slice. Thank you so much, CJ, for coming down.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Because it takes time out of your, you know, everybody has a busy schedule, and this was my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'll be back in 2 more weeks from 6:30 until 8, and I'll be back with more Canadian music, and thank you all for listening. All 2 or 3 of you, Shane Sharp. It was so nice, Shane, so sweet. He contacted us to tell us. Oh, he did tell us. Maybe I should mention this. Oh, and I'm sorry, I meant to play High Waisted, but I never got around to it. There's been a lot that I haven't gotten around to.
That's going
to
be at the top of next show.
That will be the top of next show. But Shane did say that he wants us to know there is one single recorded, Remorse song. Do you know what song that is?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. But that's just what he wanted. Since you were on the topic of it, he wanted us to know. So there we go. So let's leave off with the Repossessors and it is here, correct? I've got it queued up.
You've got it queued up.
Awesome.
I hope so.
We're awesome. We're just like, we're on it, my
friend.
We're
a team.
We should get paid for this, shouldn't we?
I think so.
I don't know why not. Yep. All right. So this is Repossessors on CITR. Check them out, by the way. They are playing a show on February 6th.
February 6th at the Railroad Club.
It's a Friday.
The place with a really small train that moves above your head.
There you go. So that's like a week from this Friday, correct?
It is a week from this Friday.
So go check out the Repossessors, and you're playing with?
We are playing with the Rock and Roll Rats, the Selvos, and the Git Mines, I believe.
There you go. Yeah. Awesome.
Interesting.
And here they are, the Repossessors on CITR. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
For coming down. 101.9 FM Vancouver.